all of the best podcasts have a Ryan. Those handsome boys prop up the industry like sexy mushrooms. But what happens when they become too territorial and start fighting? Well, we have to invoke the ancient ceremony of
Ryan versus Ryan.
Let's get this blow on the chin.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Let's massage some hot podcasting content in the palm of our hands and some hot satisfaction spooges onto your ears. Did you like that one, Stu?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Welcome to Shark Select, the gaming podcast equivalent of pitting podcast's greatest boys in a battle to the death. I'm your quizmaster host, Winstall, and I'm joined by my beautiful assistant, Stu.
Hiya.
I'm also joined by our first contender, Ryan. Our Ryan.
Hello.
Hello. And special guest number one and contender number two, Ryan from Pixie Podcast.
Fucking yes!
And that's not all. That's not all. From the Wild West-like Pixie gang, we also have Kaylee. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. And already, we've got off to a great start before recording even started, because Kaylee's quite clearly on our Ryan's side.
I'm here for Big Dick Ryan.
See, I thought that bringing Kaylee on because she's the recently crowned filthiest member of the Pitch podcast, that I thought that she might be a great addition.
Good idea to come to see us.
Yeah, that's where you've gone wrong.
But then I've quickly realised that perhaps, you know, sick minds like all of you guys all seem to align themselves with each other, you know?
Yeah, you've essentially found a fourth Shark Select host in the making, and you've joined us up.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like Ryan. I'm a little bit tempted to betray you and just, you know, jump ship.
So, before we get into the battle, why don't you guys quickly tell us a little... I mean, obviously, we know Pixie Ryan you've been on before, but just in case this is people's first rodeo, why don't you let people know a bit about yourselves, your podcast, and what you do?
So I, of course, am the host of a couple of shows on the Pixie Game podcast. The Pixie Game podcast is what I created. And I'm just like, if you're listening to Shark Select, you've never heard me before. Imagine Ryan, but just better. And
it's not true. Ooh.
It's just a step up, you know?
It's just not true. It's
that premium level.
Imagine me, but a bell end and eat pasties. And then...
Jesus!
And of course, Kaylee is very new to the podcast team, but she is
better than Ryan. Yes,
right up Shark Select's right up Shark Select's street, and she will be on the all girl our brand new all girls podcast that's starting at some point to make sure that it's not just too nice and lovely. She just like brings everything down a level and makes sure that it runs it through the dirt every now and again. You know,
you see, we would argue she brings it up a level. Into the
yes,
bit,
yeah,
where it belongs.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah, like I've already claimed one of the girls as my wife, so
I'm your my concubine. It's all right. I was claimed by Stu in like episode two. So,
but yes, you can find me. You can find me on all social media as Pixie Podcast. But you can also find my sister channel, which is Pixie Bitch on Twitter. You can go ahead and go on there and find me there, which is my second channel, which is hosted by, of course, the second best Ryan. The Pixie Bitch himself.
I thought Pixie Bitch was like an insight into your daily life.
Wow. Hey-o! Boom!
Wow.
Like a lifestyle blog.
I've come here for one reason and one reason only today. Is for the second time running, because in the the last time there was anything Shark Select versus Pixie, we fucking drilled you at Call of Duty. So
no, hold on now. Ryan beat you.
No, that was before. That was fucking before that. Then we came together again for a second time.
But the first time's always the best time.
We beat Shark Select.
You need to make a good first impression.
something chronic, and then of course this time we have I've come again just to lay claim to lay claim and let everyone know that I'm the fucking king round here.
Wow, you know? let us see gentlemen,
he's a fucking egomaniac, I'm telling you.
It sounds it. I mean, but if he wins today, he will have proven his point.
If he wins today, I'm joining Shout Select. I'm leaving Pixie.
Good. You heard it first, folks.
Genuinely, I can't cope with listening to him and his giant ego, which is compensating for something else.
Well, I'll let you know that genuinely, I don't care.
All I've got to say is, does Ryan from Shark Select have a combine harvester? No, he does not. Anyway, this is enough trash talking. It's now time for Ryan versus Ryan. So for this, Stu has drawn a pentagram on the ground. We've put candles on each point to create a safe circle, whilst the Ryans battle it out in the middle like demons.
Mm. It should play the fucking... I wish we could like play the Sephiroth music, you know?
It's my impression of a PS1 sound chip playing that song. Not that I'm taking the mic, I fucking love that game. But anyway, let's do it. So, Stu, do you want me to do round one?
Yeah, can do.
What we'll do, I'll do round one, Stu can do round two, then we can have one of Kaylee's rounds in, and then we'll reset to back to the start, you reckon? Does that work?
Because I've got a round as well that Kaylee's reading for me.
Did you write this round?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No,
I just randomly generated the questions.
I was going to say, you can see how that might be a problem. But no, that's fine. Okay. Round one is Know Your Ryans.
I'm going to use the scorekeeper.
Ooh, who is? Do you want to be the scorekeeper, Stu?
Go on, then.
You're good at keeping scores. He's kept them for years, this guy. So... Round one is, no, you're Ryans. Because, believe it or not, there's more Ryans in the world than these two sexy stallions. And that's what we're here to talk about. So, are you ready, Ryans?
Bring it on.
Okay.
Ooh, come on, more fire. Let's have more fire.
Come on!
Yes. Ryan, more fire for you, please.
Thank you
for deafening me.
Anytime. This is me bringing the fire.
This is Ryan bringing the fire. That monotone voice. You can feel the menace in it. So, question one.
Fucking ready.
Which of the Ryan brothers was Tom Hanks and his team sent to rescue in Saving Private Ryan? Was it Peter, Simon, or James Ryan?
James.
Oh, you're both correct. These two clearly must know they're Ryans. Did you get that down, Stu?
Yep.
All right. Question two. Director Ryan Coogler directed which movie from the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Is there answers to pick?
No.
No.
You have to know it.
Johnson?
Is Johnson a movie in the MCU?
I don't
know. Oh, I thought you said which Ryan?
Director Ryan Coogler.
I was trying to think of directors. It was called Ryan. I got to think of Ryan Johnson. I was like, fucking hell, is there anything I can think of?
No.
What's the question again then? Sorry, Quizmaster.
I think
Quizmaster.
You should just
automatically... Quizmaster, what's the question again there, Quizmaster,
no,
please?
Don't give it to
no,
him.
No, we'll
please.
Go one more time. We'll go one more time. Director Ryan Coogler directed which movie in that Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I'm going to go Captain America Winter Soldier.
Ryan, other Ryan, our Ryan? Dry Ryan?
Can't remember.
No? You giving up on that one? Take a stab, go on.
I don't know, fucking... It's somewhat recent. I'm going to guess Captain Marvel.
It was Black Panther.
Oh.
Nah, never mind, guys. You both got the first one right, so it's all still good. Question three.
One all.
Which... Oh?
It's one all.
One all. What oh? Question three. Which Ryan...
Fuck off!
Question three. It's just a reflex at this point. You don't realise I'm doing it. Sorry. Question three. Which Ryan starred in Blade Runner 2049?
Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, the second prettiest Ryan after me.
The third prettiest after our Ryan, then you, then Ryan Gosling, I think, to be fair.
No. Pixie Ryan last.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he forgot Ryan Reynolds.
That is true, actually. There is Ryan Reynolds as well. But yeah,
ooh,
you were both correct.
Yes.
It was Gosling. Well done. That was the Ryan in question. Give me one second. I just need to clear. I've been laughing too much. I need to clear my throat.
Gooey mouth again.
There we go. Gooey mouth. Question four. Famous football man Ryan Giggs scored how many goals?
I was named after him.
Were you? Mm-hmm. Well, you should know the answer to this question then. Scored how many goals during his career of kicking a football with his foot?
He scored a lot of goals. He must have scored a lot of goals. What, are you talking like international as well and everything?
Everything. Every time the ball left his foot and went into a net. It counts.
And what are we doing? Closest to the pin here or what?
Yeah, closest to the pin, I think, is the best way. That's a good way of doing it.
Okay. I'm going to say 130.
All right. How are Ryan?
It's going to make me sound like a dick, but I'm just going to say 134.
Are you fucking joking?
Well, you know what? You know what? Cornish Ryan gets the point. It was 82.
Come on!
There we go.
I don't do football, so... Yeah. I had that thought in my head, and then I was like, that's close.
Fucking have
it. The thing is, Ryan once played football, but he was so good they stopped him from coming back again.
I believe it.
He walked on, and every man on the pitch just got, like, a tenth and couldn't play properly. Yeah. And there's Ryan, just stood there, legs akimbo, like, oof! And nobody could even look at him. The sexual tension went up from whatever it was. The usual high of football to something new. It's actually a scientific phenomenon. The place got closed off like in WandaVision. Well, the team had to look it over. Look at Ryan's wand of vision. I don't know. So, well done, Pixie Ryan. Question five.
Well done, me.
In which year did poor Ryan Reynolds play that shit version of Deadpool before he got to be a cooler one a few years later?
2008.
Ooh,
I'll do closest to the pin again here.
Oh, so I wasn't right then.
That's what they all say to poor Pixie Ryan. That was fast.
Wow.
I mean, at completing games, what were you thinking of? You've got a filthy mind, sir. Good. Our Ryan, what's your answer?
Just been talking about what was on mute. Wolverine Origins. That's got to be 09. It's a bad film, but I like it, so I like it.
Hey, you never guess what? Shot Select Ryan got that one. On the nose, 2009. Oh. Pixie Ryan, you weren't far off.
Nope.
But yeah, there we go. I mean, that film has... It's a real mixed bag. It's got some good bits. It's got some fucking awful bits. Did you just call me Blob? That's what it was. Cringy as fuck. And why was William in it? Teleporting around the place. Bloody William. Right, so that was round one. Know your Ryans. Round two, Stu. What is it?
Gaming's most knowledgeable Ryan.
Ooh. Obviously, with us being gaming podcasts, apparently, in our case, this is a big one.
All I know is that my gaming knowledge is fucking rich and deep.
Terrible.
And literally is...
Two very different stories there, guys.
So bad.
And I know everything there is to know.
Nothing.
But
he knows absolutely fuck all.
The only thing that is against me here is Father Time, and Ryan was born... when black and white TV was still on. So I literally...
Ryan still hasn't hit puberty. So.
Ryan wasn't
old enough
born.
To play some of the decent...
Like, have you not noticed his like voice hasn't broken yet?
I have noticed. I wasn't going to say anything. I thought it was a condition. This could be the best episode we've ever done, guys. You've broken me already. We're not even past the second round. Go on, Stu, take it away, man.
Right.
Take it away, Ernie.
Which year saw the release of Nintendo Wii?
Ooh, fuck me.
In a bit, I told you.
You don't want to.
Oh, okay then, I won't. Sorry.
I'll just 2005.
No, it's later than that. Later than that, Pixie. Come on. I thought that was about 2008 or 9, I think, again. Maybe 11.
Choose a number, Ryan.
Choose a number.
It's just 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Just one of those.
2010.
Ooh. I think, Stu.
Yeah,
I think. If it's doing closer to the pin again, who gets it?
Pixie gets it right. Went too Pixie. Far of the mark there.
Hmm.
Unlimited knowledge.
What was it, 07 then? Something like
yeah,
that.
2007.
The year of our Lord, 2007. Annus Domini was when it was released.
Right. Question two. Which is the species name for the Halo series Elite Aliens?
Elite.
Oh, they... Oh, fuck's sake.
They're the ones that go, warp, 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 in case you don't know.
I can see the word in my head.
See, I was struggling there, but after that rendition, I'm like, ah, those guys.
it's hard to believe, but that actually wasn't the soundbite from the game. That was my voice.
Yeah, I'm shocked, all right?
I hope there's a bit of leeway in the wording.
Are they based after you?
Something like the...
Yeah, I am them. I've got a long neck. I've got a weird mandibles. And I wear pink neon armour.
Look, a long neck is no good to me, dude. That's not what you need to be telling me.
Damn it. I've got a really short neck. I don't know.
Stumpy neck. Really short, stumpy neck.
Yeah, like pinhead. Like a pinhead.
He looks like a fucking toe.
Yeah. Like a big toe with a face drawn on it.
Oh.
So
I'm going to go with... I'm still guessing.
I hope there's some leeway in the pronunciation, but I think it's something like Shangalari or something like that.
I think it's Shangaluri.
Oh, fuck what? Off. You don't even know your Belen.
What?
Whoa!
Ryan's come out fighting Whoa! Today, hasn't he? He's come out swinging for the fence.
Sorry said, that I can pronounce it right. I'm sorry that I can pronounce it right, mate. It's Shangaluri, I'm afraid.
I think
it's not.
Ryan, I think that's just his accent.
Oh, right.
So, what's the answer, Stu?
Sangeli?
Oh, mine was way closer.
What do you think, Stu? You're around. What do you think?
Sangheili, wasn't it? That was it.
Yeah, I think Ryan got it closer.
Which Ryan?
Two Ryans here, bud. Not really.
The machine Ryan.
Dry Ryan.
Yeah.
Are you fucking joking?
Well, you clearly heard what he said and just changed it a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you fucking did.
For sure. No, I didn't. Give it to Pixie Ryan.
Did I fuck? I just said it right.
I would if you give it to Pixie Ryan.
I just said it right. God. I already had it in the bag. I just said it right.
No, you didn't. You just changed it to what, Ryan? Like, just change it a little bit.
Video ref has spoken. Video ref has spoken.
This is blasphemy.
You'd be
Oh, look, he's going to throw a strap now. He's going to be a little fucking brat.
Heresy. Don't forget, guys, you're in the summoning circle. It's a safe place. We're all good.
Right, question three. Which famous Mega Drive game saw you flying around Washington, D.C. in a Comanche attack helicopter?
Fucking hell. What's, in what game?
That's the question.
That would be the question.
Urban Strike.
What was the start of the question again, sorry?
Which famous Mega Drive game saw
Urban
you
Strike.
Flying around...
You're going to have to help me. What's a Mega Drive?
It's like it's like your Xbox, but it was made by a company called Sega. It only had three buttons, and you plugged it into your telly, and you could play it Sonic the Hedgehog.
I am going to say Blade Runner.
Blade Runner? Right, excellent. Dryan clearly got that then with...
No, he didn't. Neither of them got
it's
it
fucking...
right. Jungle Strike.
I can't help being born
only
10 years after that came out.
Can I?
I can't help being born 10 years after that came out. So
you can help.
Yeah, I'm younger than you, Ryan, and I knew that. So.
Ooh, damn.
Fuck.
Mike,
he's all talk.
Craig,
this is so good. Yeah,
Craig, have a word for yourself, mate. Have a
I
word
can't.
For yourself and just...
I am myself.
Just settle down, because she's not funny, mate.
You're right there, mate.
So,
could you do
I'm
me a favour?
I'm so much funnier than you.
Do me a favour. Stop laughing at my co-host.
Simmer down.
Pixie Ryan is like Dutch from Red Dead, but Cornish with his gang, isn't he? I just need a little more time! I just need faith.
Just need to get some pasties.
He's always in a racket to get more pasties, yeah, like they do armed robberies on Greggs and stuff. Oh my god.
Right.
Yeah, what's an urban strike then, or what?
There's Ryan just sat there all business like that. I want to beat this guy.
Right, question four. In which long-standing gaming franchise might one find this icon of sin?
Doom. Mm.
Very quiet. Someone's having a good think.
Really sad.
Yeah, well, we've got one answer.
Doom.
He's just fucking copying at this point, isn't he?
Whoa! What the fuck? I can't even think. You know, like, I'm not even allowed to think for 2 minutes because I just get told, don't I?
You either know it or you don't, isn't it?
Yeah, but you think for 2 minutes and then you copy him.
Yeah.
Nope. It's just
like, it's like
time.
I got to wait a few seconds and then it
won't be thinking
suspicious.
Time. I'm guessing by the outrage, I'm right.
You are. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ryan Vandalin. Well, right, because I got it Ryan first. So.
Thank you. Very much.
But I got there first, so it doesn't get any points.
Whoa! Let's not change the goalposts.
I think it's a quiz. We
both wrote down the answer. We both get it.
All right. We move on to the next.
Does that mean you're always going to wait for me to answer first? So you can just copy.
Yeah.
What's the overall score right now?
You can't. Five, you won't five. Be able to do that with my round anyway, so it's fine.
It's 5-5 at the moment.
Oh well, let's say from now on, first answer gets the win. Make it.
Yeah. I like it.
That's a stop right. here. Yeah.
Oh, Cornish, well, my mic's got a
Cornish
delay.
Ryan.
Crying, we'll call him.
Yeah, crying and drying.
Crying and crying.
Drying and crying.
Right. Question five.
My mic's got a delay, though, because this ain't right.
Yeah, whatever.
Ooh. yeah, whatever.
In which game would you go up against the evil Shinra Corporation?
Final Fantasy VII.
Oof! Did you see the speed on that?
No delay.
That
there,
was with
there?
A fucking delay. That was
no.
with a fucking delay.
Fucking hell.
So that Final Fantasy VII
is how long he fucking lasts in the bedroom.
That was quicker than Harvest Festival in St. Ives, that. All right, for this next one.
Have you guys ever seen the tar barrel racing? Or not?
Is that the really racist one?
No. So the tar barrel racing is when... So it's like one of the most mental events I've ever been to down this way. And it's these. So they have like barrels of tar that they set on fire, and then the like local town people of this little town lift them above their head on fire and run them down the street.
Okay, amazing. So you're all just savages.
No,
amazing.
We're not fucking savages. It's proper fucking mental when you're there because they run through a crowd. They'll fucking run at you like you gotta get out of the way. It's fucking crazy.
Right.
It's fucking.
We could tail this with the next round. Bear me a bit. There's a little bit of a delay on this one. I've got to just get my professional equipment ready for this. This round is the most musical Ryan round.
Are we doing?
Ooh. I'm going to play some.
We're doing this round or doing Kayla's questions or?
I'm
yes, that's right.
Going,
my
so
apologies.
Whatever.
Let's do that. Let's do Kayla's questions.
Oh, I got excited
next.
For the music.
No, Kayla, do you want me to send you mine first, and then you can do yours later? Because I feel like yours will be good. We'll just
mine
do mine
would be
quick.
Good. Are you saying yours are shit?
No, I'm just saying that mine's quick fire. You know.
I don't mind.
Okay. Well,
I was excited for the music one though.
I'll just send you mine though, and then you just
I want to hear Ryan squeal.
You just read them, yeah.
Well, who doesn't? Which Ryan?
I've just sent him over now.
I want to hear Dryan squeal in pleasure and then Small Dick Ryan
thing.
In, you know, pain. So
Here's the thing. Our Ryan doesn't never make noises of pleasure. He just goes, oh.
Okay, Kaylee, have you received the message, Kaylee?
I have, yes.
Okay.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, this sounds like it's going to be interesting.
I like it. Don't like these questions, I'm just going to say.
Brilliant. Even better. This sounds like it's going to be nice and controversial.
I don't like this.
Excellent.
Okay. Question one. What's Pixie Ryan's birthday?
Oh, it is...
Hang on. Hang on a minute.
It is... No, Ryan, we're still doing...
We'll at least, do no, who, no, 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 let Ryan at least have a go.
Yeah, have a guess.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm trying to guess by his attitude. By his attitude, it's going to be late in the school year. So probably like a July, August sort of thing.
Have you taken your star sign into account?
And then...
definitely a, probably, definitely a Pisces.
What year are we in now? 2021, so...
He didn't give the year.
The 3rd of August.
It's
3rd of August.
The day in the month.
August 2003.
2003? Okay. 2003. I'm going to give my guess now, my educated guess.
This
which
is awful.
I'm going to say 12th of November.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Your birthday's the 12th of November?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You copy and get. That's my birthday.
Really?
Shots to let Ryan gets the point. He's just copied my answer.
Piss off. Piss off. Question two. That's another point for me. That's
well
another
done,
point
Ryan.
For me. Question,
this is
question
awful.
Two.
No,
that's 6-5 to me. Question two.
I'm definitely leaving Pixie for Shirt Select.
Question two, please.
The judge is speaking. This round is thrown out in contempt of court. I am the judge of podcasts, and I demand it.
Oh, dear, guys. That was a judge of podcasts. I think you're just upset. You might have to throw this one out, mate, or you might have to.
Nah, because we've still got four questions to go.
Okay.
The judge has spoken!
All right, judge, just let him do it. The scores won't count. It's just for the lols, okay?
Okay,
very well. Yeah, okay.
Yes, they will fucking count.
They will not!
Judge, it's okay, it's okay.
But can I just say, I'm going to... there's a few of these that Ryan has given me the answer to, but I'm changing them to suit me, so...
Like it. Like it.
Yeah, so... Question two is, who's the best-looking Ryan in podcasting?
Oh, easy. Come on, that is such an
answer
easy
answer is
one.
Pixie. The answer is Pixie Ryan, if I'm correct.
How could you be so wrong? Have you seen our Ryan, that Roman jaw? Those deep, piercing eyes that look straight into your soul? Have you never felt the instant stirring of your sexual organs when you look at him?
He's not
You're
called
clearly
the most
wrong.
Handsome man in podcasting for no reason, is he?
Exactly. He's so handsome, he has to wear a hat, because if people see his hair, they come. True,
I
Ryan?
Yeah, rocking the undercut, baby. Yeah.
Shirt Select Ryan is getting that point anyway.
Definitely.
He didn't even say anything! He
That's
fucking said buckle!
I said it,
say you,
it's telepathic. He spoke to me.
I'm humble in my...
It was like when Galadriel spoke to Frodo. That's what I got.
Yeah, what happens is when Ryan speaks to you, he doesn't use his voice. He uses a very low frequency hum that affects your obviously affects your erogenous zones.
It just
so it's
tickles my clit, and I'm like, yeah, it's him.
Disclaimer.
Fucking hell, Ryan! Stop fucking tickling my podcast members' clits, mate. For
no, don't
sake.
Stop. Don't listen to him.
Who needs the rule 34? You don't even need to listen to Patreon anymore.
Okay, question three.
Okay, question three. Who's Pixie Ryan's favourite Shout Select member?
Ryan. Hands down, he wants to be him.
Piss off.
He said that, but I know he'd take Craig out on a date, so it'd be Craig.
Because I'm the, you know.
Craig. I'm going with Craig.
Oh, thank you. What can I say?
I'm going with Ryan.
Yes, yeah, it's
so,
still Ryan, I think, isn't it? But,
yeah,
you know,
it's Ryan.
Thanks for the thought, but it's definitely
Yeah,
Ryan.
No, definitely, Pixie Ryan just wants to be Ryan, so it's not Craig, sorry.
Do I fuck?
They could link arms and skip merrily across the cornfields of Cornwall to get some ice cream from a little stand near the cliffs and overlook where the pirates of Penzance used to come.
Used to come.
Or something like that. I don't know how it works, but...
Yeah, I think Ryan gets that point. Like, Shout Select Ryan.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay, two more questions.
He tickled me again.
Bullshit.
I couldn't help it.
This is right. Fucking bullshit.
Control yourself.
No.
No. No.
Okay. Question four. Who's the only person... Oh, God.
Oh, way up. This is derailed already.
I haven't read this first. Sorry. Who's the only person to pull out and slap?
Begin your pardon.
Pull out a what?
This is my favourite question I constructed.
I don't know if we're going to be able to read this. Whew, okay. Who's the only person to pull out?
this sounds too difficult.
I can read it if you want.
Yeah, he might have to say that.
Oh God. I think you might actually. Wait, no, I'll try again. One more time, and then Ryan actually has to read it.
Okay. Take serious thought. Think of how much he winds you up. Think of all that.
Okay.
Channel the anger.
Yeah. Ryan, you have to read it. I can't.
Who's the only person to pull out and slam their penis on the table during a Shark Select episode? That was so loud it sent shivers up Stu's butthole.
That is true, actually. Stu was crying to me afterwards about his feelings on that one. It was so extreme. He had a very big emotional reaction.
I'm gonna go with me for that question. And
what do you think, Ryan?
What do you think, Ryan?
Well, the actual answer is me, but you just dropped your arm on the table to make it sound like you had a big dick.
No.
Okay.
I love the mental gymnastics.
Look, I'll fucking.
Into these questions.
Look, I'll get out again then. Fuck
I'll
sake,
fucking burst you.
I'll get out again.
Look at my chopper. No,
that's
sorry.
Definitely what? Not him.
You know that I'll barking just... sound? That's Ryan Zip trying to hold it in. It's not a dick. It's his Zip creaking like the wood of a ship.
Oh, God. Like the wood of a ship.
Is there a ship nearby? What? No, it's just Ryan Zip trying to hold in that monster.
Right, okay.
A point for everyone.
Yeah, a point for everyone there. Last question.
In what decade was Pixie Ryan born?
Decade? Not that my opinion means anything, but...
I love how Craig's just first to answer every single one of these questions.
So
the
90s. Count, 'cause I'm not Ryan, but...
That's a good shout.
I'm also going to go with the 90s.
I'm going with the 2000s.
The answer is
the 90s. Ryan, you are correct. You can have a point for that, mate, for doing so. I called you mate then.
Yeah.
You can have that. You can have that, a point. Okay, there we are. That's my questions done.
Oof.
Seemed a bit unfair and biased, to be honest.
Well, thank
maybe
you.
I should throw in 5 questions.
Well,
about me.
Fucking cry all you like, right. Mate. Cry all you like, mate.
I was about to start writing some questions.
Yeah, Ryan got 4. Shout out to Ryan got 4, and Pixie got 2 in his own round. So
wow.
That's fucking.
Clearly.
It's fucking
he doesn't know
wrong.
Himself. That is wrong, Pixie. You should know yourself better than that. What's going on?
We know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said there. Maybe you're just a very deep person and you don't realise how your own depths. You need to go on the journey of self-discovery. It's more than about castles and pasties, you know. There's more out
Ryan,
there.
Do you want to find out how deep I am?
Ryan knows how deep you are.
I know how deep you can go, Craig's told me.
Yeah, exactly.
Not very, is the answer.
Oh, tickled my tonsils, he did. You heard it first on this podcast, guys. We all fuck each other. So... Next up, segueing quickly from that, the most musical Ryan round. So, are you ready for this one, guys?
Yep.
We're going to play the song near the microphone in the highest of production value ways, and you guys tell me what it is. Again, fastest buzzer wins.
Yeah, we need buzzers for this one.
Right. Yeah, can you tell me what your buzzer sounds are, please?
My buzzer's going to be summit.
Summit. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, right. I'll just go with it. Oh.
So it's oh or summit. Right. Are we ready? Just so say if you're having trouble hearing it, let me know, but it should work fine. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question one.
Oh.
Go on, Ryan.
That's Sonic Scrap Brain Zone.
Oof! Ryan gets the point. Well done, Ryan. From Shots Alike. That was wrong. Question
you guys
two,
really, really like Sonic.
I mean, my relationship with Sonic is difficult these days.
No, but I heard the Sonic fan fiction being read on the podcast, and I was
it's so sexy. Very sexy, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
very
Scourge,
much so.
Man. That Scourge is
I'm trying to bond with you,
deviant.
I'm not trying to judge.
That's fair. You can join us. Join us. I mean, you're lucky because we might be recording some hot Patreon Rule 34s next. So you can even read one out if you like.
I can barely read Ryan's question.
Yeah, true. So. Maybe we'll leave it to Ryan to read. You can react. Yeah. So, next song. Are you ready?
Can't wait for another 16-bit rendition, for fuck's sake. Oh, summer.
I think Pixie Rain got there first.
Don't think so. Whatever.
Hello.
Hello. What? But what's the answer?
Wow. Is it? Halo.
It was indeed the Halo theme. That was an easy one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Next up. This one might be a wee bit longer to get into, but it's worth it. It's worth the payoff. Give me one second. Come on, you know what I mean, you stupid phone.
This is what happens when someone over the age of 34 tries to operate YouTube.
Don't be hurting my feelings now. I'm a delicate boy. So,
he's an old man.
Here we go. I am, it's true. It's a pretty famous bit in the game, that's what I'm going to say. I'll give it a few more seconds.
Summit.
Rock or Orion?
I'm just going to have to take a stab and say Gears of War.
Alright, Orion, any thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to guess with fucking... No... I was going to say The Last of Us, but Pixie would have been straight in there with that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck those, I don't know. Some PS4 exclusives on it.
No, it was the song that plays when you cross into Mexico in Red Dead Redemption. A very famous bit.
I thought it was too cliche, that. It would have been.
Nice. Good choice, though, Craig. I apologise for not getting that one.
Well, it's all right. It's all good. So, are you ready for the next one? This one's a fucking banger, mate. A fucking banger. Stu will know this one. Stu, you have to be careful not to shout it out in excitement. You ready?
Oh.
Summon. Oh,
go on, Ryan. Our Ryan.
That's he was Matthew. Just saying, oh.
He said, oh.
Oof.
Ryan noise, that. That's Ryan's sex noise. Go on, Ryan.
Mafia.
Yeah, it was indeed the ambient music from Mafia.
Yeah.
Love it. So, next up, we've got this one's. Listen, Stu loves it.
Okay. I listen to it on the way to drive to work and stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I really like that. So, are you ready for this one?
Do you wear like a fedora to work as well?
I wear a fedora all the time.
It's up north. We all wear fedoras around here. Oh do! Like your fedora, lad. Ah, yours is nice too. Sorted. So, next one. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Summit.
Go on, Pixie Ryan.
Final Fantasy.
Incorrect, my friend. Our Ryan?
I'm not sure. It sounds like some sort of spooky level or something.
No.
You think along the right line?
Crack an answer.
I know, yeah. Fuck no, it sounds like the Painkiller.
It was the police station theme from Resident Evil 2.
Oh,
so I was thinking Resident Evil.
Nah,
sorry, I'm in the background just being like, ooh, what are these? What is that? I'm trying to be quiet.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Your input is valued. This one's
yeah,
an idea.
I don't want to give away the answer to Pixie Ryan.
No, it's fucking not. Kaylee, shush. It's not.
You should get this
Whoa,
one.
Say nothing. Say nothing.
Hold
even
the phone.
This next question, even our fiery young millennial Pixie Ryan should get this one. You ready?
Okay. Oh. Summit.
Well, I think Ryan, our Ryan was there first again with that one.
Definitely. Yeah.
Fucking is takes lot less to say.
You could choose any Summit. Buzzer you wanted.
Yeah, it's true. You should have beat Mario Brothers tactically. You get specifically which part?
These sewers.
I'll take that. Yeah, yeah. Sort of underground level.
This is fucking wank.
Oh, this is fucking science, my friend. Science music. Science music. Music science. Right. Next up, here we go. Give me 1 second. Just let me type it into my music machine. It's like a big gramophone.
Music machine.
Like
to imagine
that. I'm a couple of questions away from rage quitting here, I tell you.
Oh, too many die time lights.
We're waiting for it. Patiently.
Here we go. You ready? Next song.
Oh.
Oh, bloody hell. Ryan didn't even let it start. Come on, Ryan.
That's Streets of Rage 1, the boss music.
It is.
Fuck, it is. You're right on the ball.
Yeah.
It is.
Don't fucking test me with gay music, bro.
Well, it is, right? Imagine this song playing, like Pixie Ryan walks in off the corner of the screen. Our Ryan's there waiting for him. Nyar, nyar, nyar! And they're fighting. That's me in the background.
When Pixie does his like uppercut, he goes, pasties!
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 Going to Griggs! Yeah. Right.
Kill my castle!
Fuck. Right off.
He's the last king of his castle.
He does like the Chun-Li kick when he like... He jumps forward, like, kicking his legs at Ryan.
Yes.
And he goes, Combine Harvester! When he does it.
I think he went, Combine Harvester! But like in the 16-bit chip sort of way.
Combine Harvester!
Right,
my fucking darling.
Is it like a Axel from Streets of Rage? And he goes, Da-da-da! He just goes, Pasties!
Right, are you ready for the last one, for the round?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ryan's
there first, but I'll let it play a minute.
E1M1.
E1M1 Doom. Ryan, you are on the ball today, my friend, with this music.
Don't fucking test me.
There's something afoot here.
How would you not get that, Ryan? Pixie Ryan.
There's something afoot.
I promise you.
And
from a scientific standpoint,
there has been pre-podcast cahoots.
Nope.
Never.
You heard it here first.
We
literally
around.
Have never talked
I am
before.
The
they
fucking...
just slid into my DMs and was like, get in our clean feed. So.
all I'll
says,
say is. We
says the guy that brought five questions about himself.
It's got
yeah,
to say
exactly.
I said that, no, they were randomly generated questions.
Right.
They were randomly generated questions.
Now listen, guys. The competition's clearly getting intense now. This next round, you need to bring your A game, both of you. Stu?
Fuck the lot of you.
Next round.
I don't know. It just says best acting Ryan.
The best acting Ryan, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Come on, Ryan, you can do this. Really dig deep, my friend. You can do this.
It's his best impressions round.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, this is exciting.
Or shall I say exactly?
Fuck you.
So you can be the king of the castle.
Exactly. Whoever wins this is the king of the castle. Plus, I think we've still got Kaylee's questions too, right?
Yeah, I still have one round.
All right, then.
Okay, so the first impression is Geralt.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's hear both.
Wind's howling.
Ooh, okay.
His voice doesn't go that low.
Come on, Ryan, you can do this, mate. Believe in yourself.
You piece of filth.
I don't even know what line to say.
Just say...
Lambert, what a prick.
Just say, like...
It depends if you've watched the TV series.
Yeah, that counts.
Does it, fuck? It's a gaming podcast!
Cast!
Tangentially. Ours is more about wizards and having sex with wizards, to be fair, but I know what you mean. No, go on, Ryan.
I don't have sex with wizards.
We do?
No, the wizards have sex with you, mate.
Oh, Ryan doesn't know. They keep casting spells on him. That's awkward. Come on, Ryan. You can do this. You are Geralt.
Yeah. Yennefer.
Ooh. That was deeper. What do we think, Stu? You're the judge on this round.
I don't know. Cause...
Call it a draw if you like.
Are you fucking joking?
No.
No.
Shark Select Ryan has to get it. His voice like went deep enough for it.
Give it one more time, Shark Select Ryan. Just remind us.
Yennefer. Well, that was a bit of a crap, man. Can't do it again.
What do we think, Stu? I'll let you choose.
I'll let Kaylee decide this one.
Ooh. Oh, piss off. Nah, this can't be right. This can't be right. This can't be right right now. Fucking, let's just back the fuck up.
I am sorry,
right now,
Ryan, that your balls
was,
haven't dropped
That
yet.
Was not, not
That's
only
not
did
my
I,
fault.
Not only did I fucking, did I give a perfect rendition of Geralt, but said actual
not,
things
it
he
was
says.
Not your
Ryan
voice,
just like, thought of a random character in Witcher and just said her name. For
see,
fuck's sake.
Pretty sure.
He said it correctly, and it was Yennefer, so that was the correct answer.
See?
Fair what enough. The fuck?
Yennefer is sexy.
Sorry, Pix. Sorry, Cryan, but your own co-host has spoken. Question two.
Master Chief. Or impression Master two, not question.
I'm trying to think of what line to say.
He has a few bangers, doesn't he?
He does. I think of like a decent line to say though, rather than you know.
What about his one about finishing the fight? That's a good one.
But just listen back to the one of our cold intros.
Nice try, come on. Pixie Ryan's been very quiet on this one.
I'm just trying to think of which one I want to use, really. But Ryan, you go first this time, mate.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a good line, except for that one.
Go on.
Sir, finishing this fight.
Oh, that was good. I felt that in my loins.
Is that Geralt still, is it?
Yes.
Oh. Yennefer, finishing this fight.
Give the Covenant back their bomb.
Hang on a minute. You're doing Hagrid there. You said Master Chief, not Hagrid.
I'm going to give the Covenant back there by my answer, so I am. Yes, sir. Shouldn't have said that. Should not have said that.
I think
that's an easy one, right?
I think that's drying, isn't it?
Fucking hell!
That was shit.
That was shit.
I was trying to simulate a mask on my face.
From Star Wars.
I was trying to put a mask on my face, and it didn't work out all right. But
it sounds like Stu's impression of Professor Gape from a couple of episodes back. he had to recalibrate halfway through.
Next fucking one.
Sonic.
That's gonna be so funny.
You going first? Or do you want me to go first?
You go first, and just do it in the Geralt voice again, because you'll fucking get the point anyway.
Doesn't
fucking matter, does it? Tails, fucking hell. And then you'll be like, oh, well done, Ryan. That was great. That's perfect.
Stu, you left these sour grapes on this table, eh?
I don't know. There's a lot of salt as well.
Gotta go fast. To be honest, though, if I was doing a proper Sonic impression, I'd be like, Tails, take them fucking butt plug out. That's what I would like.
As usual, Ryan brings his agenda to the forefront.
Yeah.
Hashtag Foxy.
I gotta go fast. I can't do voices, you know that.
Come on, Cryan.
This is cruel.
Gosh, guys, it's Dr. Eggman.
Well, they were both pretty good. They were both pretty good. I liked both.
Yeah.
Both had merit.
Yeah.
Ooh, I personally couldn't decide on that one, Stu, but it's up to you.
I think Dryan's was more original Sonic, like, as he's grown up a little bit. But I think Pixie's was more the new, like, Sonic Adventure Sonic.
Yeah,
they were both pretty on the ball. I call that a draw, personally. What do you
fucking think? Hell!
Or we could just give the point to Ryan, if you like. Gosh.
No.
Trying to be accommodating. God.
What do you think, Kaylee?
Don't fuck. Look, Stu, number one, look, you guys are fucking running the quiz here, and fucking Kaylee's not out to do with it, you know? And you're fucking going to her for all the answers because you know that she's going to be a fucking snake in the grass and do me over.
The grass. Having
it. You know what? I was actually quite. Pixie Rod, I was actually quite impressed with yours because it was the Sonic that I know, but now I'm like, fuck off. Like, I'm not giving you a point.
Ouch. So, was that official?
I was going to actually praise you for once in your life.
Ooh. Ooh, it's like Jerry Springer, in it?
Isn't it?
Jerry's final thoughts. Don't be a salty Cornishman on a podcast.
There's too much salt in that pasty.
Just so you know, Jerry Springer was from like the early, late 90s, early 2000s. You might not have heard of him. Before
I have
time.
Heard of him. He did all the lie detectors and stuff, didn't he?
He did. And he used to make midgets fight on stage for fun. And
yeah.
But try to disguise it as part of his show. Like, oh no. Oh, they're fighting again. Oh, somebody stop them. But get the cameras on them. Get the fucking cameras on them.
Yeah, and so he looked like he had a boner in the background.
He definitely. He was tenting. But might just be because Ryan was in the audience there.
Makes sense.
Right then. Who's next, Jay?
So what are we going at? Is that just Ryan or a draw?
Just Ryan because
fucking
Ryan
hell.
Was being a little
can't
bitch about
fucking,
it.
I can't even actually fucking believe what's happening to me today.
Dude, I was like, actually going to.
I'm
going to
fucking.
Point.
I'm going
like,
to wake up late.
God,
I'm
going to
wake up late again for
point.
Shark Select in a minute, and it's going to be some kind of horrible nightmare.
Oh my god! It always is when you come out of a recording with us. Like, please tell me it was just a dream. Oh no, it was real. When you see the episode appear on our playlist, like, oh no, what's my name doing there? Did that really happen? Oh shit! What happened this time? That's what it's like.
That's my dream becoming a reality, in fairness, though.
Yeah, like, last week, poor Snoop from last week, he probably woke up and was like, did that actually happen? did that man tell me to put his face on all the new things we put in Satisfactory? Shit. Poor Snoop.
Right. Next impression for Mario.
All right, here we go. A wahoo!
It's a me, Mario. Thank you, so nice.
That sounds like a stereotypical Italian from a 70s British.
Mario is a stereotypical Italian. Thank you very much.
Like if you walked into the set of Are You Being Served and was like, "Hey, it's a me. I am here to clean Mrs. Slocum's a pussy." <What's gonna be laughs> And then that guy in the background would go, "Who, me?" And then they get the kind of laughter out of it.
Can we have a fucking decision, please?
What do you think, Stu?
It's too tough, this is.
Are you fucking...
Should we just call it a draw and move on?
Yeah, let's call it a draw, that one, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's just keep it moving before poor crying has a breakdown, bless him.
Number five. Crash
best
Bandicoot.
Case scenario.
Yeah, true. Crash Bandicoot, then.
He doesn't say fuck all.
He doesn't actually say anything, Craig. Why have you put him there?
For a laugh. Just wanted to see what people would say.
Okay. I'll do mine.
Go on, then.
Whoa! That's actually
okay.
Really good.
He put sound effects in. That was unexpected. Ryan, what are you going to do to beat that?
That's what I was going to do, but without the sound effects. You must have had that primed. I'm sure you've tipped him off.
Ryan, just explode. No. Like, make your explosion noise.
What?
I think Chris might have got some of that, Ryan.
It might have done, yeah. Hang on.
Your poor sexual partners.
I know.
Wah! That's Mario dying.
That's doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, it might be.
Actually.
It might be, but...
I think,
don't know.
To
why,
be fair,
why give us a voice impression of someone that doesn't speak? That's weird.
I just want to see how people reacted, really. I've just been a bit silly. But to be fair, Brian seemed to pull that one out of the bag a bit there with sound effects.
Yeah.
What do we think, Stu?
Fucking...
Yeah.
There you go. You got a point. See? We're not against you, little fella.
Who's a good boy?
We're all friends here, little chap. So,
fucking Stu's laugh that pisses me off the most. I'm fucking just chucking away, chucking away to himself. And, yeah, he's just in the background.
I've been hearing that for the last 20 odd years, so don't worry about it, mate. You get used
right.
to it.
Right, number six, Kratos.
Go on then, Roy.
Don't be sorry, be better.
Ooh. Oh, you know. Gravelly, like that, accurate, gracurate, I would call it.
Oh my god, I don't know what to say. You took the only line I was going to use.
Say the same line, but do it better. Get the point. I think he just came.
Wasn't that
I know it's fun, mate, but keep your hand off your chopper until we're done. Who gets that one?
Pretty sure that was Wario, but.
With his 19 inch dick.
That's Waluigi, that is.
Someone having a poo. I think Dryan's
got
that one.
Yeah, I think Dryan, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Right. Stu, there's two questions left, but do you want to do it? Because I'm just dying of laughter with this one. It's breaking me.
Do what?
Should we do the last two questions for this round,
yeah.
I think? Or are we? Yeah?
Yeah?
All right, let's do it then.
Right, number seven. Richard Nixon.
Oh! Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon!
Hmm. I liked both. They both brought something different to the table.
Mm. I am not a crook.
Richard Nixon. And before anyone says that, he has, I can't put my words out there, he has been in the video game because he was in Call of Duty, was it Black Ops 2 in the zombie mode? Yeah, there you go, yeah. Just to cover bases there. Who do you think, Stu?
A draw?
I'm happy with a draw for that one. They were both good. I liked both. So,
right.
The last one might cause a bit of a fucking
flame war
now. Bit of a flame war kicking off now. I'm going to hide.
An impression of each other.
Ooh.
Best one wins.
An impression of each other.
Yeah, man. Ooh, it's got to be tense.
You can go first if you want.
I just turn up or summit and I'm got a really monotone voice and I choke people I choke people when I'm drunk or something and me and me bro Stu we used to spend our young weekends together just finding different games to wank over
it sounds like a BBC Radio 4 interview with an Irish sea captain. We go to watch the waves. I went over the waves. I'm like, that's a wank. Oh, I need a minute here.
And sometimes I go to the club or summit and I find myself a nice man and I take him home and we have a time, but because I'm so monotone and I often bore people out of the bedroom.
Ooh. You're wrong there because I don't go out to the club.
The club comes to Ryan.
People out of the bedroom. Ryan, that's not what I want to hear.
Yeah, play your cards, right? You can find out. But...
Ooh. Ooh-wee! Ooh. Ryan gets that point, right? Like, should I select Ryan? Because he flirted with me, so he has to.
He's not done his impression of me.
It's fine.
I just laughed so hard at that impression that I got cramp in my chin. Oh. Actual agony. I feel that. Oh my god.
Are we ready for my impression?
Yeah, please. Kill him, just kill them.
Okay, here we go. Pasties.
No, don't laugh. Ow! Ow! Shit!
Pasties. I'm just adding the pasties. I'm just practicing on the laugh.
Oh my god,
what
this is killing me.
What the fuck is that?
This is killing me.
If you listen to your laugh, it's a little giggle.
Ryan never actually laughs, so we have no comparison. But
yeah, no. What the fuck is that, mate?
That's your last right. giggle, that is.
Wait, please do it again. Please.
Come on, Stewie, you get to the point. I need to move on before I die.
I don't know. I think Dryan's is more accurate.
What the fuck is going on?
Hang on, if you're going to let me finish. I was going to say yours is quite funny as well. It's more surreal. So maybe a draw again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no.
God. I actually hurt. I'm actually a broken man here, guys. You've broken me.
I felt like my pre-podcast impression of him was really good, but I've lost that magic.
All I'm going to say is that impression you just did made me laugh so hard that it caused physical pain that made me feel sick. That is brilliant.
I've never heard of someone cramping in their chin.
I've not had it for years. I've had it for years, but I mean, I'm sure Stu's seen it happen before in the past.
Yeah, I've had it before, right underneath.
Like, do you get stuck?
No, it's just like...
your face just...
It's like it just feels this intense pain, like under your, like the, in the kind of like bit under my chin and down my neck, and it's like, and it's like I have to mute myself or I cried in the corner for a minute.
I mean, maybe you should get that checked out, as well as other things. But
I think it's a podcasting injury more than anything. But you know, nature of the job, innit? You're gonna get injuries sometimes.
For sure, I understand.
Exactly. Right. Okay, Stu. I think we've got one round left, don't we?
And we got Kaylee's as well, haven't we?
It's over to you.
Or is it just Kaylee's left now?
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do. But the wrong way around it. You know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
And Kaylee's the fucking judge of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, because it's like some questions that, like, I'm going to give you a scenario and whoever.
Well, no, because I thought it might be the fact that fucking if you're running it, like Stu, you might let Stu make all the fucking decisions. Like, he made you make all the fucking decisions, you know?
I might, if I can't choose, I will bring it to the table and see what other people think.
That's fair. That is democracy. That's what we fight for in this world.
Wow, yeah, fucking round of applause.
Yeah, I'm not an egomaniac like Pixie Ryan, so I'm a fair person.
I'm a fucking great person, is all I'm saying. You know? All I'm saying is fucking... Whoever that guy is in the fucking mirror, I just look at him and think, what a fucking bloke. What a bloke.
Are you losing? I think he's actually losing now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah. Quite well.
Come on, then. Let's get this final
fucking moral victory, no matter what happens.
Okay. See if you can claw it back.
So this is a mixture of, like, I'll give you a scenario and you whatever, and then just random questions, too. So, question one, or scenario one. Describe me the perfect video game date night. And bonus tip, if it doesn't make me want to jump into bed with you afterwards, you don't get a point.
Ooh, there we go. Then that's quite the measuring system.
Mm-hmm. I think he turns up.
Ryan will just be like, we'll play Sonic or something, and then just fucking go to bed in it and fucking watch some soaps and have a fucking sleep or something.
What's what we'll like now. Street? Ooh, I love Steve McDonald, mate.
Fucking order a pizza or something because I can't be fucked to cook. Like, I'm fucking sorry.
Ryan, is this actually going to be your fucking go? Because...
No, Ryan, you go first, mate.
I go first? So it would be... Perfect night would be... Well, obviously, you'd have to come round mine, because you can't go out somewhere if you're having a video game night.
Yeah.
True.
And then cook tea, which would probably be enchiladas, because I love enchiladas.
That's a northern thing. You might not have them in Cornwall.
It's not a northern thing. It's a Mexican thing.
I know, Ryan. I'm being silly. I was going to say, just because it doesn't come in short crust pastry doesn't mean it's not in the... But never mind. Ryan, we're in that.
And then definitely wouldn't be interrupted by anybody, as I was like, it would just be me and you there.
Peck-a-pow.
And then would play something co-op.
Okay.
And then maybe something online. And then turn it off and get under the covers.
This is fucking getting me going, this is right, fuck me.
Stu, can we have porno music throughout this entire question?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited right now.
something online, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say something you know, online as well. Not co-op play, and online, Ryan.
Yeah, you play something local co-op for a bit, and then you play something online. But it could be whatever.
Streets of Rage 4, if you wanted to play something local co-op.
Streets of Rage 4. I've got my Xbox 360 here. Play some Guitar Hero. Sorry,
Just so you know, Ryan, the Xbox 360 is what we call an old console now. It probably came before you were born. Good console, though.
Guitar Hero, Rock Band. Got the drum set and everything.
Look, Brian, these are not the strings I want strumming at the moment.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was like Blind Date, that was then. That was, that was impressive. Who's behind door number two? It's crying. It's a Larry Laughs.
Are you finished, Ryan?
No, I guess so, yeah. It sounds like it, yeah.
He will be after the undercover's bit's done.
It sounds like I am. I just got shut down saying this is not.
No. I'm just trying to encourage you a little more.
What's after the Guitar Hero, mate? What's after the Guitar Hero? Just carry on from there.
No, I've been shut down now. I think it's.
Ryan thinks it should speak for itself.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so. Well done, Ryan. That was great, mate. That was. Really, really, like, I mean, I'm hot under the collar, so I'm not sure how everyone else feels, you know.
What a man of honour.
I was going to give you a big shout out there. I thought that was a little harsh with Katie then, mate. It's just shooting your poor ass down, mate.
I'm choosing the winner here.
And then, so I would start off with, of course, you'd have to come to mine because we can't go out for playing games, right? You know? So you come to mine, and then the first thing we do is just play a little bit of Mario Kart, because that always gets the competition going between the two of us, like.
Mario Kart shit though,
isn't it? I know.
Hashtag not biased against Nintendo.
And then we'd play Spyro. For a little bit.
You're utilising insider knowledge here.
You play Spyro for a bit, but every dragon you saved, you'd have to remove an item of clothing. And then we'd see how far we could get into the first level of Spyro before both of us were Starkers, and then I'd take you upstairs and we'd have naked Wii Golf, and then
anyone else feel really uncomfortable,
and then we'd
Brian would, and then we'd attach the Wii and then junk and swing it.
yeah and then we'd do something with a DualShock, and then that would be it.
You'll give someone DualShock.
Can I just add, I wouldn't rely on video game skills to remove out of clothing.
He uses his teeth.
Ooh. Ooh, right.
I'd just leave it like that.
She'd just drop him before you even started, didn't she?
Well, all I have to say is, all this play at Spyro Dragon, is this like millennials do sex? Back in my day, you lit fire, huddled in front of it for warmth, had a bath, tin bath, and then you made some new babies. Back in the 1870s, when I were a young man.
Dear.
Who's the winner?
Oh my God.
I don't really know what to think of this.
Hey, it's your taste.
I don't know if I'm turned on or if I'm confused, if I want to cry.
I want to cry. But also, I'm slightly turned on.
Ryan's is almost so wrong, it's right, you know?
Yeah, like, I was gonna go with crying until he mentioned Wii Golf, and I was like, "What the fucking hell, dude?
What? What's wrong with Wii Golf?
It's not a sexy game."
Oh, shit!
I really, really hope you don't like jerk off to Wii Golf. That would, like, you're not getting points if you do that.
It's just something about like a nice golf swing, you know? A nice follow through that just just really gets you going.
Okay, I'm giving it to Cryan. Sorry.
Yes.
I don't like giving him points, but he was quite creative.
Yeah, it's fair. Ryan's not used to having to sell his sex techniques. It's a bit new to him.
Okay, we'll do better for next time, okay?
Normally,
I know there's something deep down in there that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Ryan's a guarded individual, but once he opens the door to his film,
doesn't go closed, isn't it?
Maybe it's more of a show and tell type of job. Like you can't express it.
Yeah, Ryan is.
You want the show and tell? We can do the show and tell.
can we have that as a soundbite for something, Stu? Like Instagram or something? That'd
think
be fantastic.
So, yeah.
You want the show and tell?
I'll give you the show and tell. Catch you waiting, huh?
Okay.
All right, what's next? How do we recover from that one?
Okay, question two is just a normal question with multiple choices. So, what inspired Satoshi Tajiri to create Pokemon? So, ooh. A, a dream. B, butterflies. C, an old TV show, or D, his mum?
Butterflies.
I'd probably go with butterflies as well, to be honest. It seems about
you can
right.
Catch butterflies, can't you? That's the thing I'm thinking, is you catch butterflies.
I mean,
and there's lots
his mom
of different
if he
ones.
Really wanted to.
There's lots of different types of butterflies.
Yeah.
Colours and markings.
Yeah, no, it is butterflies.
Yes, come on.
Very nice. Nice. I would have gone for a dream if he was asking me. So
I would have gone for his mom, but that's just me.
Oh, would you? I mean, that's personal taste more than anything, isn't it?
I'm like, have you seen the Pokemon? Like the first episode of Pokemon, Ash is all over his mom.
Yeah, that guy's got issues though, hasn't he? Let's face it. He's been 10 years old for the last 30 years, bless him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, he's got problems. I know, it's a bit of an Oedipus complex though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Ryan. Breaking out the big guns there with the Oedipus complex.
Mm.
Who says we aren't an educational podcast here at Shout Select?
Question three.
Oh, yeah. Question three. So explain to me why Luigi would be a better lover than Mario.
He's taller. He's got that long dick. and going off my personal experience, he's the younger brother, so therefore the better lover.
Oh,
Stu! I want retaliation here.
Stu, what was that?
Ryan,
yeah, I have a younger brother.
For a long time. He takes notes.
Did you say he takes notes?
Yeah, man. Stu's just there like a rutting hog, and there's Ryan in the background.
A rotting hog.
It is Cheshire. We all do.
Just fucking digging around in the dirt. Just fucking. Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell. Is there anything more off putting than a fucking rotting hog? For fuck's sake.
Did you say that's off-putting?
Yeah.
Or is that just me? Oh, whoops.
Sorry. My god. What is it again? Luigi, that's it. Okay. Yeah, Luigi would be a better lover because I always believe that there's something about like someone who's like neglected and is a
Jesus Christ.
And is like it is always like playing second fiddle to someone. So like you know, like Stu's the far better brother and everyone else. Like Ryan might be the better lover because he just has to try so hard to try and be the better brother. You know, and like rather than it just comes naturally to like to Stu, he just gets the fucking girls. They just come to him and just fucking you know, he like fucks them off after and stuff like that. And the guys, you know, both anyone. Anyone who comes his way, and then Ryan's the guy afterward who has to like you know go and console him, and then like try his best, and then like, and then do all that. So like Luigi being the same way, like Luigi's defo like he has to try so hard and wait until Mario isn't around, you know? And then when he does, he knows, because Mario's like the fucking, he's the alpha, that he's got to try harder. He's got to up his game. So he's like fucking on all the websites and shit, looking up best ways to do it and all that.
And fucking hell, man. This is not very convincing. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck Luigi after that.
Yeah, he sounds like
maybe. I'm saying why Luigi's the...
And he's like playing man. Second fiddle, and he has to try so hard. And I'm like, right, cool.
Whilst virile Mario is there, just making babies with mustaches across the kingdom, the Mushroom Kingdom, and Luigi's there, like, hey, I can't get it up.
Kind of okay. Like Pixie Ryan.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, it's a condition, right?
All right, are you done? Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
What?
It's really bad.
Who wins that one though?
Shout Select Ryan wins that for sure.
Oh, there you go, Ryan.
That was awful.
Being vindicated.
Two more to go then.
Okay,
two more to go.
Question four. What was the original name of Sonic the Hedgehog? Was it Oh, you know it, do you?
No, go on, give me the choices. I know, okay. Sort of.
Is it A, Fast Blue Hedgehog? B, Colin the Hedgehog. C, Mr. Needlemouse. Or D, Stephen.
Colin the Hedgehog.
Colin the Hedgehog.
I know originally it was a rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to go with. I'm just going to go with Mr. Needlemouse, just because it sounds funny.
It is Mr. Needlemouse.
Wow.
And I also
fucking
knew that.
Colin the Hedgehog. The heck? Imagine being like, this would be a great cartoon. Let's call him fucking Colin.
All right, lad, it's me, Colin. How are you doing? Yeah, fucking sound that tails, lad. Let's go and bat off Dr. Robotnik. Ah, kid, fucking sound.
Oh, God. Okay, question five. If the Ryans were to face each other in combat to the death, what video game weapon would you choose to face each other?
I'd use the dildo you find in the police station in San Andreas. Because the reason being, because there's a thought behind that, is the fact that the second Ryan sees anything phallic, he just loses it anyway, and like sort of becomes a bit of a wet mess. So I just know I'd just be able to beat him with
a dry
it.
Mess. A dry mess.
Yeah.
and I'd be able to beat him with it, but he'd like want me to beat him with it, so that's how I'd win, because he'd be like, yes, I'd just fucking slap it all over my face, and then he'd just slap him to death.
You're forgetting one thing. Ryan is very much a dom. He is not a sub. Ryan's always on top.
Always.
I like how you've gone with a pretty funny answer there. I was just going to say I'd get the rage power up from Doom and rip you in half.
Wow. So this fucking is an interesting scenario, because Pixie Ryan's coming at you with a dildo, while you're coming at him with the fucking
just my fists, and just like, you know, like Doom when you get the rage, just pull people in half. You know, that's what.
This is a fight I would love to, like, if we could make a cartoon of it or something.
Yeah,
that I would love to see.
100%.
Wow, who do I what will I choose?
Mine's way better. Just saying.
Yeah, you had me until I found out that
until we go
Select Ryan was a dom. And then I was like,
Very domineering. Very domineering, yes.
Yeah, then he backed out with like the fucking primal rage of ripping someone in half, which like kinda adds to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right, hold on, I'm fucking undermining myself here.
Can I phone a friend?
Is your friend Stu?
Yeah.
Go on then. Give him a ring. Stu, answer the phone, mate.
Hello?
Hi, Stu. You gotta help me out here.
Go on.
Would you choose...
Go on, fuck's sake.
A dildo as a weapon, or the fucking fists from Doom as a weapon?
I think only a bitch would choose a dildo, so probably Fist of Doom.
Cool. Wow. Soundmate, thanks. I really appreciate the help. You've been a really supportive person to me during these hard times.
No worries. Anytime.
Cool. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great.
That
yeah,
was a beautiful
okay,
phone
so...
call.
That was a fucking that was a business call if I've ever heard it. That was straight yeah. to the point.
Shite Select Ryan wins.
Wow.
Fair enough, though. It was good, though.
So I have to say, despite the fact that I don't, you know, that clearly I've been fucking shafted here, and
he wishes he was shafted, really.
And that obviously not only did I bring some fucking balanced and fair questions, that I've been fucking fully disrespected, and that
you were treated I just want
the people listening to know, you know, the people like Booth and Steph and people who like me, you know,
just to break through the podcast wall a second. Can we put, you know, that Radio 2 sad violin music? Can we put that over this monologue?
And I just want everyone to know that somehow, via extreme lack of effort, Ryan seems to have just not only been favoured in every fucking venture that we've gone on.
Have you heard his voice?
But that I just
he
feel
tickled my clit with his voice.
Well, fuck the lot of you anyway. That's all I got to say. And I'm not saying congratulations to you, Ryan, and I'm not accepting this as a defeat.
All I can say is that was a really good competition. Very graceful win from Ryan there. Nice work, guys.
So, that was a very fair competition. Very fair.
Yeah.
It was. Two big
fucking draws? How many draws can I possibly fucking have? Anytime I got something that I was like, even slightly was like, like, you couldn't even bear the fact that I was better than him, you gave me a fucking draw.
He's being a fucking brat again.
Oh, that was really good, wasn't it, from fucking Pixie Ryan? That was really good, yeah? Yeah, yeah, and then everyone's like, yeah, but it's fucking unanimously fucking known that I was fucking 10 times better than Ryan, who's just fucking, just says everything in his own fucking voice. And then he just says, oh, we'll give her a draw. I'm like, fuck this.
What I'll say is, make sure you vet the co-host you're bringing on to make sure they actually like her. That's a big help.
It's a mix of between I was never going to side with Pixie Ryan, and then I heard like Shout Select Ryan and I was gone.
Exactly, with the wind, so to speak.
Yeah.
And frankly, my dear, Ryan doesn't give a damn. So, in order to cleanse the palate after that, because poor Ryan needed to take a bit of a kick in there to make things better, Ryan, why don't you treat us to a surprise? How are Ryan?
Victor Ryan. Yeah.
Fucking Victor
Victory
Ryan.
Victory surprise.
I was thinking more along lines of some more bad sex in fiction.
Oh, they are good. They are good.
I don't know what this is.
Well, this is part of the podcast, just to let you, our guests, and any first-time listeners know, where Ryan brings out something which has tickled his fancy, caught his eye, attracted his whimsy. And this week, the last couple of episodes we've been looking at badly written sex scenes from fiction.
Okay.
And all I'm going to say is, they are bad.
I'll tell you a badly written sex scene from fiction was fucking Ryan's idea of a game and date night. That was a fucking.
That was real. That's how he seduces most of the women.
That depends. I didn't know what I was working with, you know.
I've actually got a bad sex in fiction that Steph sent me to read out, actually.
Oh, well, that's too surprised today, then, if you want.
No, it's not a long one. It's only a little one. It's a Morris's book. Oh. Where he describes a penis.
If you read that to warm up Ryan, then. Read that to warm up Ryan.
I'll fluff Ryan's surprise.
Yeah, fluff him. Do some fluffing. Brotherly fluffing.
Eliza's breasts barrel rolled across Ezra's howling mouth. And a pained frenzy of his bulbous salutation, extenuating his excitement as it smacked its way into every muscle of Eliza's body, except for otherwise central zone.
What? So like he fucked her in the leg muscle and the shoulder muscle?
I think so, yeah.
I think Morrison used to put down the fucking thesaurus. What the fuck was he on about?
Samutation.
Just call it the tip and be done with it, mate.
Bulbous salutation now.
What does everything except the middle section mean? Does that mean he like didn't fuck her diaphragm or what?
I don't know. It's not like he was going to fuck her in every muscle in the body. Like, come on, love, give us your eight. That's what we're going to do. Morrissey, what
is
a cunt.
Is that not normal, or is that just me?
Morrissey's such a dick, isn't he? Fuck's sake. Bulbous salutation. I bet he's got a fucking chode, hasn't he?
My little chode, I whipped it out and Eliza said, fuck that, and went home. The end.
That's like a tuna can.
Imagine, if you will, a tuna can. And then I wrote some really miserable songs. The end.
Come at me, Morrissey fans. Come at me. Ryan, have you found out?
Yeah, I've been waiting for you.
Go ahead, lad.
So it's time for Bad Sex in Fiction with Rebecca Mackay's The Great Believers is the book. So the secret to a good zoo call, Evelyn knew, was a great ring light. Waiting for Brad to join the chat, she adjusted her bosoms, letting the light caress them in every direction. Lighting really was everything. She was a fruit tree. Okay. Her bounty, these two illuminated orbs. And suddenly, there was Brad, ready as a migrant orca... Ready as a migrant orchard worker to harvest her fruit. Of course, it wasn't really an orchard worker, but a dental hygienist. One who had first won Evelyn over with his gentle caress of her gums. His deft work with the water pick.
What a turner. What a turner.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I personally don't look forward to going to the dentist. he'd said of the mouth suctioning tool, we'll call this one Mr. Thirsty. Then he'd said, looking deep into her soul, don't swallow until I say so.
Oh god.
They'd only shared one wild March night on his couch. We'll call this one Mr. Thirsty, he said again. No dental tools in sight.
Fucking hell.
Before the virus forced them apart. Now, he masked up daily to see patients, while she worked alone from her basement. There he was, his lighting not as good as hers, but what did it matter if the shadows of his supply closet and poor camera quality of his phone rendered him grainy and small? In these 3 square inches in the middle of her monitor, he was there, and he was hers. And she had 10 to 15 minutes to coax him out. She had 10 to 15 minutes to coax from him a stream of creamy foam, one infinitely lovelier than any of the foamy streams of toothpaste and saliva that Brad shepherded into the basins all day. Evelyn lowered her top and released her fruit. Here was the ripe flesh, here with the small hard pits. The ring-like rings both breasts in rings of light. I think you're muted, Brad said. I'm not muted, Evelyn said. I can't hear you, Brad said, and you're frozen. The end.
Wow.
What?
Mr. Thirsty, bam, bam, bam. He just wants to get some head. Bam, 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 bam.
What was it? Rich, creamy flow?
It's rich, foam. Creamy. Rich, creamy.
Foam.
Creamy foam.
Like a shaving cap.
Yeah. To coax him from a stream of creamy foam. Yeah. And infinitely lovelier than the foamy streams of toothpaste and saliva that he normally has.
It's this obsession with calling everything fruit. I got out my fruit. It's just your tits. Just say your tits.
Yeah, the fact that she was fucking depicted as, like, they were depicted as luscious fruits, and then she was depicted as, like, standing there like a fucking fruit tree, and that he was, like, climbing ladders to fucking...
Come and have a go on my fruit, boys. Never going to pick an apple off a tree again now. That's what it's going to be like. Oh, did you pick it? Like, whoa.
Fucking hell. The last Ryan surprise I had was fucking... was him talking about space, for fuck's sake.
Ryan is a very varied man. He's got a lot of different interests he has.
That was interesting. It was shortwave frequencies. That's interesting
that's
stuff.
That's the one, yeah. So Ryan's very clever. He's not just a monster in the sheets. He's a monster in the classroom as well. That's all I'm saying.
Fucking hell, he can fill out a test paper, can't he? Fucking what a guy.
Fill a test paper, you can fill a Petri dish with whatever you want him to. So, I think we've reached that part of the podcast, guys, and our illustrious guests, where we tell you about our current adventures. You wouldn't believe it if you didn't know us, but we're actually not in your universe. We're in a magical school called Cockwarts. Yeah, and a lot happens in Cockwarts, let me tell you. Some say it's a bit derogatory of some other existing wizard universe, but I don't know what the fuck they're on about. You ever heard of it, Stu?
No, never.
No, Ryan, have you heard of any other wizarding universes that are popular?
No, definitely not.
Exactly. So let us tell you about our adventures in Cockwarts.
There's a magical school where wizards earn their sleeves. Shards and legs are training to be the wizards we all need.
Chode, what's all this fuss about? Never seen his place so riled up.
Do you think you hear? Fuckboy's daddy got so annoyed at Ryan making a fool of him all the time, he's actually come down here personally to complain to Master Fenrig.
Fuck! Who's all those greased up homunculi? Where's Ryan?
Yeah, those weird flexing beasts are a luscious fuckboy's entourage, and Ryan has just gone down there to square up to him.
Oh yeah, I can see him jerking his neck like an angry pigeon. Best sort this out before he starts hurting other wizards' feelings.
Oh, hello there, lads! I wouldn't do that if I were you. Luscious Fuckboy is a very nasty man. He once put a corkscrew up my bumhole handle first and made me be his little piggy. Best weekend of my life. Anyway, be careful, boys.
You really need to think about what you're sharing with these people, Gagrid. You end up with some wizard-verse register.
I've been top of that list for 50 years, lads. My proudest achievement. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going for a shit in Master Cumrig's famous living toilet. I like the thing it does with its tongue. Lads? Ooh, now you're for it. My daddy is here to get you expelled. You'll have to go back to your little shed like the cumblood you are. Silence, Drake Bro. Stop being a silly little cunt and let daddy talk. So, this is Ryan, are you? I ought to have my greased up homunculi twist off your head!
Please, Ryan, get out of here! Ryan is no match for Lucius Fuckboy! Ryan, must be safe!
Who the fucking hell are you?
I'm Pixie, the Fuckboy's family house Cornish man! I also run a very successful podcast!
Silence, Pixie! I'm trying to monologue here!
Master, no! Don't hit me again! I'll go back and do the dishes in the castle!
Pixie, why don't you just fuck him off? The Fuckboys are proper weirdos. Just go and do your podcast instead.
I can't. I need to be gifted clothes to be free.
I did wonder why you were naked.
I have an idea. Hey, Lucius, come at me, you cunt. I know Systema.
And I'm definitely not a major villain, despite acting like one all the time. Let's do this, you Jebbo! Fucking hell! He just ripped my G-string clean off my fucking gooch! You'll pay for that, Ryan Edgerton!
Unlucky. Here you go, Pixie. Catch.
Ryan has been gifted a Pixie G-string! Pixie is free!
Oh, my gooch is fucking ruined! Can someone call the nurse? I need some pseudocreme!
Tis I, Madame Pump Me. Now stand aside, boys. I have a marigold and a jar of pseudocreme. This you may not want to watch.
Right, okay then. So, I think that just leads us to the final decision. Wrapping things up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've reached that point in the podcast. The battle has been won, the pentagram's been rubbed out, and we are no longer carrying the beef of the battle with us until next year, when we come back at it afresh. So, before we round us out, Mr. Ryan of Pixie Podcast and Kaylee, would you please tell us where we can find you on the internet, what you do, and all that good stuff?
You can find me at Pixie Game Podcast or Pixie Podcast on Twitter, Pixie Podcast on Instagram, Pixie Podcast everywhere, basically. And of course we have our own podcast that are of a very different flavour. We have plenty of guests come on Luke's Gaming Giggles, like the amazing Steph, who's friends with Shard Select. She's come on the Luke's Gaming Giggles podcast, and obviously all these boys have come on as well.
That was very good.
But yeah, we are a variety gamers podcast, and as much as Kaylee would like it to be as smutty as Shard Select, I don't want to.
I have asked for a pod. Where it's just filth, but it's been rejected.
You're welcome here anytime if you want to.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, Kaylee is going to be starting the All Girls podcast very soon, which I'm very, very excited about. I'm not sure whether I'm going to fucking keep on the team after today.
It's fine. Ooh. I have these guys now. Don't need you.
Yeah, we're going to start a second.
And you can find Kaylee on Twitter as DatGingerOne, and you can find her on Instagram as the Big Bad Ginger Nut, and she is a dickhead.
I'm just saying, if you come to all the Pixie stuff, it's basically just me versus Ryan, and it's fantastic because I win every time.
You know what? I've not noticed that dynamic at all this episode. No, I'm lying. It's been all over the place.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow.
So, I suppose we best tell the audience where they can find us as well. Let me get into it. If you enjoy what we do, then please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Cephalopod, the Gramophone, whatever else you use. It'll help us reach more people. If you really enjoy what we do and would like to check out our extra drip tray episodes, considered too extreme for the regular podcast by scholars, then why not join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/sharkselect. We also have a Discord group there where you can chat with ourselves and other fans. Finally, you can reach us on Twitter and all other socials should you want to suggest content, have a look in the chat, maybe give us your opinion on which Ryan was best.
Lovely chat.
Sharkselect. Lovely chat. Have a cup of tea and a lemon slice.
Cup of tea with the milk first. Come on!
No!
And on that bombshell, goodbye, everyone.
Farewell.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
See you in a bit.
Yeah, bye.
Toss off for now.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye. Ooh, that was right good competition. That hurts it, man.
Toodle-oo.
Well, I think that went rather well.